Welcome, everyone. Good day. My name is Ajoy Krishnamurthy. I'm a senior product manager with Patterns and Practices. Today, I'm joined by Eugenio. Hi, Eugenio.
Hello. Hi, Ajoy. Hi there. My name is Eugenio Pace. I work in the Patterns and Practices team as a PM.
Perfect. So it's been about, what, 5-6 months since we did the video, or we chatted about the project around claims identity. And I think today we are delighted to let our viewers know that the guide is ready.
It is.
So tell us about this claims identity guide. What is in it?
Sure. Well, as you said, you know, it's been a very tough couple of months. Uh-huh. We've been working very hard in getting this out the door, but we're finally done. So, as you know, this is a project covering the, you know, the specific challenges of dealing with authentication and authorization using claims, right? And that's a little bit of a departure of the what people are mostly used to
sure.
doing until now, but you know, we think it's a very timely guide as well for all the things that are happening in the, you know, from a Microsoft standpoint and the industry.
Right. So the idea of the claims is not so new.
No.
But there are a bunch of stuff that has happened. So tell us about, you know, what is the focus of this guide
right.
per se?
So, you know, the principles of claims-based identity are very well understood. There's a number of standards that have been out there for a while, and people have been implementing solutions like this for quite some time too, right? But what's happening is that now the implementation of these types of solutions, I think, has become more accessible for, you know, the rest of us, right? Not the
sure.
experts in identity. So, and this has to do with the release of the Windows Identity Foundation.
Right, that's and the formerly known as Geneva.
Correct. That's the what was normally was called Geneva framework,
right.
And this was the Zermatt framework before that. But
right.
that's essentially that's the name of it. Was released to manufacturing,
right.
You know, month ago or so, just post PDC, and then we also are about to release, or very soon to release, the Active Directory Federation Services,
that's
which
right.
is a, you know, kind of the server side. Component, you know, the IT pros queue for claims-based identity, which is also, you know, a key component in this architecture.
Perfect, perfect. I know we spent some time talking about the guide itself. I know you've got kind of a case study approach. Tell us more
yeah.
about that.
So, you know, this guide, it's meant to be very pragmatic and very practical. We want people to be able to apply these concepts right away. So we do have like an introduction section, which covers the terminology, some of the principles, some of the theory behind it, but it's not a very heavyweight, like, academic approach, right?
Sure.
It's more like, you know, here's the few things that you need to know to understand how this architecture works. And then very quickly, we jump into more of, you know, a series of case studies, right, that kind of build on top of each other. So each one is more ambitious in its goals. It's more like covers more requirements and addresses more challenges, but slowly walks you through, you know, like realistic and common scenarios that people are likely to find out there.
Sure.
Right? Makes sense?
Yeah. Now, I like the case study approach. So if there's a particular case study that resonates with the scenario that I'm tackling or I'm dealing with,
mm-hmm.
then I can just jump to that case study, kind of look at what the scenario is and what the
pretty much
the sample that you provided.
Right, exactly. So even though you can read the book, you know, from page one to the last one, and you can follow like a normal path, there's many ways you can read this book,
sure.
right? And as you well said, yes, if there's a number three, let's imagine, covers the challenges that you're interested in, you can probably jump there, and we have managed to package the each chapter in a kind of making it self-contained.
Self-contained, yeah.
So we, of course, have like references, like forward references and backward references to specific things that you might need to read on further to better understand it. But yeah, each one is pretty much self-contained.
Okay. So could you tell us about what are some of the common case studies that you've
yeah.
addressed in this guide?
Absolutely. So let's use this map to illustrate what's in there. So as I said, there's a first number of introductory chapters.
Reminds me of a subway train map in Europe.
It does. It does. This is a work of one of the team members that it's a fan of this approach.
Gotcha.
This is Matthias. So we have this introduction section. One of those is actually an optional chapter as well. So you see all these, you know, like detours yeah. in the main flow. That's something that we suggest, of course, reading. But you might want to skip if you're not interested in like the nitty gritty of that. And then we have all those case studies that I mentioned before. The first one is a very basic one. Shows like a before and after. A scenario, so a company with a few applications without claims, and then with a mixture of techniques for authentication, and how they moved those capabilities using claims to achieve things like single sign-on, role-based authorization, which are you know sure. pretty common things. One variation of that is hosting one of those applications in Windows That's Azure.
Right. Yep.
And then we move into more more complex scenarios. The next one is federation, which is two companies collaborating between each other.
Yep.
Federation with multiple partners, which is multiple companies working with multiple suppliers of software. This is also a more like a software as a service scenario. And then the final one is pretty much the same thing. All these are all web applications.
Right.
The last one is the same, you know, federation claims with web services. So
right.
we have a WPF client interacting with web services.
WCF services.
Right. Exactly.
Right. So you got what, five or six scenarios covered in
we
this guide?
Five scenarios. Technology-wise, we have web forms, we have Windows Azure, okay. we have MVC. This one is an MVC-based web application, and this is WCF WPF.
Perfect. No, perfect. Sounds like an interesting layout there. So in terms of the guide itself, I had a chance to read through some of the early drafts.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, throughout the book, I saw these faces of people popping up.
Yeah.
Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so, you know, we spent quite a bit of time in the design, right, in the visual design of the guide.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted this to be like something, you know, easy to read, easy to consume, even funny, if you want. So the way it is designed, we have like the main content, the text is more prescriptive and is more like authoritative in what it covers. But then we have these annotations made by, we have four characters in the book that go throughout all scenarios. And those guys have opinions and have, you know, something to say about what's written in the chapter from four different perspectives, right? And
So these are the main actors, so to speak.
These are like a board of experts, right? So if you're reading the book, you're going through the content, you're dissecting the scenario and, you know, looking at what's happening in there. And then we have these four guys around you, right? Like providing more like the angel and the demon, right? Views of what's being explained,
gotcha.
Right?
Okay.
And, you know, we have four guys. We have a security expert, which is more like the paranoid type, you know, the guy that it's no by default for
right.
everything.
Right.
We have Jana, that's the architect, and she's more like forward-looking
and
more strategic, right? So she's not just concerned about the present or this particular
What's
problem,
going on now, right.
but it's happening moving forward. We have the developer, which is more like, you know, I have to get things done and, you know,
I like the ship it attitude.
It's
that's
good. The ship it Microsoft attitude of getting things out there. And then we have the more of the IT professional, which is more like the skeptic, you know, is a guy that looks at technology and new technology especially with a skeptic eye, right? Because it's, you know, this is a new shiny thing that will solve everything
right.
and world hunger.
Sure.
But this guy is the one that's being, you know, called at 3 a.m. when things that don't work.
Makes right? sense. So the importance of these actors, so to speak, or the characters in the mm-hmm. book, is to give perspective from their viewpoint on a
Correct.
Topic that we're discussing in the guide.
Right.
That's
great. Because it is not easy to, you know, box one scenario.
Sure.
And, you know, there's a lot of richness in what happens around it, right? And there's a lot of richness in the what ifs, right? What would happen if this thing changes or, you know. So these four perspectives, I think, are precisely part of the salt, right, on the broth.
Like a dressing.
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly. So,
Perfect.
Yeah.
So hey, we didn't spend too much time talking about the code-based delivery that is, you know, kind of more of a secondary deliverable for this guide. So talk about the samples.
Yeah, so each of the chapters, it's obviously written, it's a book.
Right.
But then we also have like a full, complete example, end-to-end example, running code for each of those, right?
Okay.
So you can just, you know, when you download them, you install them on the machine, you can run them within Visual Studio, and we made sure to provide all the pieces that are needed. So you have a complete, a complete experience in your own box, and you can see, you know, how things interact between each other. But for every single example that we talk about in the book, there is a companion software that we provide.
I see. So you talked about those five scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
So you essentially have five solutions.
Pretty much.
One for each of them.
Yes.
And then in terms of the self-contained aspect of it, do I need to set up ADFS? Do I need to get WIF up and running to take advantage of the solution?
Right. So solutions like these might get somewhat tricky, right? Because they require a lot of components, like basic infrastructure components, like, you know, Active Directory, ADFS, and machines joined in a domain, and all of those.
And different claims, obviously, as well.
Right. So, you know, in a real setting, you might need like a bunch of VMs or a bunch of physical machines to have this running. So what we've done, because the focus for us is more like the design of the application, is more of the architecture, is we mocked everything out that could be mocked, right? So there's no database, for example. All of that is simulated. There's no ADFS even, right? We have like a simulated STS that takes the place of ADFS, and then. But we made sure at the same time to test all of these examples in our lab with a real setting, right?
Okay, that's comforting.
which is good news for our customers is that they can take all the samples, deploy it in their own environments, right, and just strip out the pieces which are simulations and put the real components in place. It would just require configuration changes. That's it.
Perfect. No, that sounds very useful. So I can actually read through the scenario chapter, but then follow along in code using the samples as well,
right?
Without having to get the infrastructure in place. So
exactly.
So do you have a couple of URLs to point the viewers to?
Right. So right now, that's the Patterns and Practices
Development Center,
and this is the CodePlex site where you can download the pretty much everything. You know, the book itself. And the code.
So viewers, please, check out one of these websites, download the guide, as Eugenio said. I would like to sit with you and maybe do a drill down demo of one of the scenarios.
Excellent.
Kind of open up the boxes, so to speak. So thank you, Eugenio. Appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Thanks, viewers.
Thanks.